The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little for those about to rock, we salute you for our Sakkar salute. This was Hammer's idea. We do this segment called Sakkar Salute, just a positive way to recognize someone. And he brought in this music, and I'm thinking I am loving it. Jimmy is the ultimate decision maker on this, Hammer, so I'm hoping he likes it too, because I think it's a fun one. Today's Sakkar Salute involves the singer for the national anthem at the Minnesota Wild Games. I posted a picture of him on our morning news page. You can go to the WCCO Morning News on Facebook. And I posted a picture of him, John DeCosmaker. He's the Minnesota Wild's national anthem singer. And I've been going to a lot of games recently and noticed he wears a blue and yellow tie. Just lovely. And maybe some of you have noticed this. Of course, it is in honor of the people in Ukraine. He's been wearing it at recent games. And to me, that's such a nice tribute. It's a time the Wild do a good job of recognizing a member of the military as well, just right after and before they're singing the national anthem. And he's also doing a little hat tip to Ukraine. So my Sakkar salute goes to John DeCosmaker, the Minnesota Wild's national anthem singer. Way to go. Way to go. I just love that he's able to do that in just a subtle way. To show that he's in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. So great job. Coming up at 9, a familiar voice. You'll get to hear her for 3 full hours, Susie Jones, and she joins us in studio right now. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Vanita. How are you?
Really good. It's been so fun to have you back, your spark, your little spitfire personality in the newsroom. And I've only been here 2.5 months, but I know what a impact you have in the newsroom when you're there.
Well, you're very kind to say that. Some people might be a little more, have a different view of that. No, I'm kidding. Steve Simpson, I'm a chatty Kathy, a chatty Susie always. And so sometimes I have to tell myself to stop talking.
Well, this is why you're so good at radio. What are you going to be chatting about from 9 to noon?
Well, I'm really excited to have the Minnesota Commissioner of Health, Jan Malcolm's, going to join us live at 9:30, because this is the 2-year mark of the pandemic and sort of reflections from her. I mean, she really got thrown into this as the Commissioner of Health, and it was completely new ground for all of us. I mean, obviously a pandemic is not something that you have to deal with every day. And so kind of to look back at how Minnesota did, how it's been for her personally, she's really been under attack from many different people who think that she and others in this administration blew it. I don't think anyone really knew what to do in the beginning of this, as we have not had a pandemic in more than 100 years. So Jan Malcolm will join us to talk about the pandemic. We're also going to talk about the strike. You know, classes now indefinitely canceled in Minneapolis as teachers really dig in. Ed Graff, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, was on yesterday and talked about the fact that they're still $100 million apart. So really a tough situation. A guy that knows a little bit about it is Bill Green. He's an Augsburg professor. He's out with a book on the history of the strike in 1970, the illegal Minneapolis teacher strike. So he's going to join us to talk about what he's learned about that strike and his insight into what's going on here with regard to Minneapolis and St. Paul, because, you know, St. Paul did not strike, and kind of what were the differences between those two cities, and why did St. Paul not, and why did Minneapolis strike?
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. It's so good to see you. You're
nice
doing well?
I am. Thanks for my gift box. I eat a little snack every day and think, oh, this is nice. Anita's well, keeping me fed.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Everyone needs snacks.
Yes.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Great
you
to
too.
See you.
Yes.
And thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to join Susie Jones from 9 to noon. Have a great day.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.